leaders visit to the IRGC Aerospace Force exhibition. Sunday, 19th of November, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, visited the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Aerospace Force exhibition. The exhibition, entitled From Ideas to Products for a Strong Iran, was held at the Ashura University of Aerospace Science and Technology, and the latest cutting-edge products and technologies were put on public display. The exhibition included inter alia, the latest drone technology, ballistic missile systems, defense systems, aerospace technology, and space technology. Commenting on the exhibition, Ayatollah Khamenei said progress will only be achieved if there is scientific innovation driven by hard work, determination, and faith. He emphasized that innovation is absolutely necessary and is a fundamental principle of progress and development. The leader said his visit to the exhibition was delightful and necessary, and that he was very pleased to see the efforts made by young Iranian scientists and engineers and the advancement that has been achieved. In this program, we discuss the leader's remarks and points of view expressed at this exhibition. Please stay with us. The Commander-in-Chief of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, visited the Ashura University of Aerospace Science and Technology on Sunday, 19th of November, to see the latest achievements of the IRGC Aerospace Force at its permanent exhibition. The exhibition, entitled From Ideas to Products for a Strong Iran, included missile, drone, defense, and space pavilions. Also showcased the achievements of young scientists and engineers of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps Aerospace Force and their innovative new products. The presence of the leader of the Islamic Revolution at the exhibition coincided with the unveiling of the Fatah II hypersonic cruise missile. Also unveiled were the Mehran mobile defense system, the upgraded Ninth of Day defense system, and the Shahed 147 drone. The Fatah II hypersonic maneuverable missile system is capable of posing a severe challenge to low, medium, and high altitude defense systems. The Shahed 147 unmanned aerial vehicle, or drone, is a wide-bodied aircraft with a wingspan of 26 meters. It can fly up to 60,000 feet, and its detection range can extend to more than 1,000 kilometers. For defense, the exhibition also displays systems that can intercept small flying objects and anti-aircraft missile systems that engage targets between the ranges of 20 and 320 kilometers. The latest innovations and advancements in ballistic rockets and satellite launching technology were also included in the exhibition. At the end of his visit, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in the company of top IRGC commanders and officials of the Ashura University, described his visit as delightful and necessary. He also pointed out that its most significant feature was making correct needs assessment and applying science and research to solve various needs. He emphasized that scientific achievement is the result of innovation driven by hard work, determination, and faith. He said, "Whenever our young people committed themselves to something with determination and faith, they have been able to do great things." And the signs of determination and faith were clearly visible in this exhibition. The leader of the Islamic Revolution mentioned initiative and innovation as another feature of the Revolutionary Guards aerospace program. He warned, "Of course, we should not be complacent, and the current level of success when various military and civilian sectors worldwide are continuously active and achieving progress, we too must try to avoid falling behind. Ayatollah Khamenei called the technological advancement in branches of the armed forces rapid and vital, and emphasized that it was necessary not to lose momentum or to slow down. He said, "In some parts of the country, our situation is very good, but in others, our situation is not. There are shortages and deficiencies. In these areas, we must identify and actively answer the real needs." In another part of his speech, Ayatollah Khamenei spoke about the developments in occupied Palestine and the ongoing crimes being committed by the Zionist regime in the Gaza Strip. He said, "Events in Gaza have revealed many hidden truths to the people of the world, one of which is that leaders of Western countries are people who support racial discrimination." Ayatollah Khamenei called the Israeli regime the manifestation of racial discrimination itself and said, "The Zionists consider themselves as superior race and look down upon other human beings as inferior. This is why they could kill thousands of children without any pangs of conscience." He said, "When the President of the United States, the Chancellor of Germany, the President of France, and the Prime Minister of Britain, despite all their pretensions, support and help such a racist regime, it means that they too support racial discrimination, which is one of the most hateful practices in the world." Ayatollah Khamenei added, "The people of Europe and America should clarify what their duty should be in this situation and show that they do not support racial discrimination." Elsewhere in his remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that the Zionist regime has been a military and operational failure. He said, "Despite the massive bombing campaign in Gaza, the Israeli regime has so far failed in its efforts because, from the beginning, they said that their goal was to destroy Hamas and the resistance movement and grind them to dust. Now more than 40 days have passed, and despite using all of their military power, they still have not been able to achieve this objective." The leader of the Islamic Revolution described the barbaric bombing of hospitals and women and children in Gaza as a sign of how distraught the leaders of the Zionist regime are about their impending defeat. He poignantly added, "The defeat of the Zionist regime in Gaza is a reality. Advancing and entering hospitals or people's home is no victory, because victory means defeating the other side. This is something that the Zionist regime has not been able to achieve so far and will not be able to do so in the future either." Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The Israeli regime itself could not comprehend the dimensions of this failure." He added, "The inability also characterizes America and the other Western powers. Now the whole world can see the reality that a regime well equipped with the most advanced weaponry has not been able to overcome its rival, who does not have any of this." Commenting on the obligations and performance of Muslim governments, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Some Islamic governments openly condemn the crimes being committed by the Zionists in Gaza. Some have not yet done so, and this is not acceptable. The main task is for Islamic governments to cut off the economic artery of the Zionist regime by preventing energy and goods from reaching this regime." The leader added, "Islamic governments should cut off their political relationships with the Zionist regime, at least for a limited time period." The leader added, "People of the world should not let the oppression of the Palestinian nation be forgotten, and they should continue to hold their rallies and demonstrations worldwide." In the end, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, We are sure of God's promise. We hope for the future, and we will do our duty.